Now I will be doing a fast forward, very fast forward, and this will be going after to the Second World War, which is, I seem to come back to that all the time. It's the most important experience in my life. And I will be singing two songs of love and war. But the first one will be before your break, and the second one will be after the break. And I have to get this thing here. The first one is German, and the second one is French. Now, the first song you all know, everybody knows, it's Lili Marleen. But most of the people, and actually people do not know, is that this was a poem written in 1915, during the First World War, by Hans Leib, a school teacher drafted into the Imperial Army, who combined the name of two of his girlfriends. It was published in 1937, set to music by Norbert Schulze, a gifted young composer, in 1938, and recorded by a Norwegian singer in 1939 at the beginning of the Second World War. A first broadcast by Radio Belgrade, this was during the German occupation, in 1941, it became wildly popular by German as well as Allied forces. But Nazi propaganda minister Goebbels, you've heard the name, ordered it off the air. It was not martial and heroic enough. But reluctantly, he had to give in to rebroadcasting because of its wide popularity. Allied soldiers adapted the song and so forth. I won't go into that. And I'll give you just a very brief, abbreviated translation of the verses I'll sing for you. So in front of the barracks by the main gate, there was a lamppost. And if it's still there, we'll see each other there again, as long ago, Lili Marleen. Our two shadows looked like one, and one could see from that how much we loved one another. And so let all the people see that when we're standing by the lamppost. The guard called, they're blowing taps that could cost you 3 days. And the soldier said, comrade, I'll be right there. So we said farewell, but oh, how I would have liked to go with you. And the last one I'll sing is, the lamp knows your footsteps, Lili Marleen, knows the way you walk. It's burning brightly every evening, but it has long forgotten me. And if I should fall in the war, who will stand by the lamppost with you, Lili Marleen? And of course, this is the sort of thing that Goebbels didn't like. It wasn't humorous. I have a problem here with getting to my thing. I have a bit of a neuropathy, and I can't
feel it.
Yeah, I can't feel it. Can you see the dent?